Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, the only thing I can think of to kind of sum up yesterday's game is everybody's allowed to have a bad day. What was your take on yesterday's game?
That's a pretty good way to describe it. Yeah, it's one of those games. It seemed like never got a bounce. Certainly don't want to take anything away from Ohio State. They played a very, very solid game. They were very they made it very difficult to get out, which I thought led to a lot of our difficulties. And we just were not as sharp as we needed to be against a team like that. And the score was the end result.
Two late goals in that first period by Ohio State. At that point, we all kind of knew it was going to be one of those nights. But what did you tell your team going into the second period?
I was still right there. I mean, we just we felt we could certainly come back. We'd been in that situation before, being down by a couple and rallying back. So that was the mindset. I just talked about, we needed to get the next one. Everything was certainly positive. We just talked about certain areas. I challenged the centers. I know at that point after the first period, we had won 6 out of 19 draws. And to their credit, after the second period, we had won 20 out of 41. So we did very well in the second period. But it's always little things, Kelly. We lose a face-off on the first goal. Obviously, the set goals, Lauren went out to play the puck and got caught out. And, it was kind of a gift for them. And, Maltese is a good enough scorer. You don't need to give her empty nets to shoot at. So, but then in the second period, I thought we had trouble getting the puck out of the zone. That's kind of where the game got away from us.
After watching film this morning and last night, what were some of the things that stood out that your team can do better at today?
Outs and ins. First of all, getting pucks out, just being cleaner on our breakouts. Tape to tape passes, center low and slow, being there to support. Just having confidence to make plays with the puck. I thought there were times where we would throw pucks off the wall, hoping that we would get we'd be on the other end of it. But that in reality, there's more time to make a better play. So we just talked to the players about self-reflecting being really, really important, and having full confidence that we can come back today and get the job done.
Was there anything that you saw yesterday in the game about Ohio State that maybe you didn't see in previous film as you got ready for this weekend? Was there anything that they kind of did differently?
No, not really. We knew they're obviously a very, very good team. The top line is very well. Gabby Rosenthal has been extremely hot for them lately. And all those things, obviously, we saw why last night. But, we knew they were going to be hard on pucks. We knew they were going to be very aggressive on the forecheck. Obviously their defense are very, very talented. So again, it's this is always a challenging place to come and play because everything just seems a lot more condensed. There's not a whole lot of room out there, and you just got to play the game, I think, at a quicker pace, and I think that was certainly evident for us in that game.
Talk about the player, your goaltenders. Obviously, your team was getting outshot quite a bit. You can't fault either of them for a lot of those goals, can you?
No, but you talk to them, they're going to tell you that they should have had. Lauren, right after the game, said that she that was on me. I certainly didn't play the way I'm capable of playing, but she's a leader. That's you knew she would have that attitude. She wanted to be back in the net, and for Kerrigan, it's the first time she's played in quite a while, and you certainly couldn't fault her. She was pretty busy, and to get thrown in cold, I thought she did very well.
Any changes to today's lineup?
Yeah, we brought a couple extra players, and we always like to try to get them in the lineup. So Claude Iverkirky's in, and Abby De La Rosa's in.
Coach, what's going to be key to getting a win here today?
We just got to come out and play just better. We got to play better hockey in all areas. Scoring first certainly would be helpful. But the bottom line is we just have to play better. We have to play hard. We have to, just like going into yesterday's game, we talked about winning battles and managing the puck. None of that changes. We just have to go out there and play hard. But the bottom line is, believe in yourself, believe in each other, and have full confidence you can go and get the job done.
Were you doing any scoreboard watching last night?
Not really. You got a game like that, you just kind of lick your wounds tried to pick up the end of the men's game against Bowling Green. And again, we've got to take care of our own business regardless of what else goes on around the league. And our group's fully aware of that.
Coach, good luck today. Go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly.